All right, welcome everyone to Commissioner's Court today. Thank you for being here. Do we have a volunteer who would come forward to the microphone and open our time with our invocation? Is there someone who would do that for us today?
Y'all gonna make me volunteer Silvio again?
I'll be glad to do it. Let's all stand together. I'll open with prayer and then I will lead us in the pledges. Father God, we thank you that we can be here today and do the business of this county to benefit the people. You've given us a great stewardship here, and we're thankful for it. And Lord, it's amazing that you get so much done just using normal people like us. And we thank you for that. Thank you for those who are here today. I thank you for the order in which we're going to operate today and the good things that are going to happen as a result of our decisions. And Lord, we pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Our pledges to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let the record reflect that all are present today for our quorum. As we move on to item number 6, I'm going to ask for an approval of Commissioner's Court agenda with a modification that we move the executive session up before the consent items, if you would do that, before consent. You have a motion?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. At this time, our citizens are here. We give our citizens an opportunity to come and share their thoughts on any particular item that we may have either on our consent or our open agenda. And in that, please understand, take 3 minutes. If you have something that you want to give to us, approach the bench as we ask for permission to bring it to us. And it must be something that is in the agenda. Commissioner Nowak will do our timing for us. So is there someone who would like to come forward and share with us this morning? Yes, sir. State your name for the record and the item on the agenda, if you would, please.
My name is Warren Evans, and it's 10S1.
Okay.
I know that you don't hear this very often at this time in your agenda, but I must commend the Commissioner's Court and its staff for following grant monies for community development over the last 9 years. Your reallocation of unused monies as far back as 2014 to other very worthwhile community development programs, including Family Promise and Compassion United, should be celebrated. Thank you for your continued actions for people who find themselves in difficult situations.
Warren, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate that so much. Is there anyone else? All right, if there is no one else, then we have some proclamations and resolutions here that I'd like to bring up. And the first,
There's someone at the back.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Yes. Come forward, state your name for the record, and is it an item on the agenda? Okay, we have a time at the very end where you'll be able to bring up your comments. Thank you. Is there anyone else? All right, then let's proceed. Presentation of appreciation letter from Willis ISD. Jason, why don't you come up to the podium, if you would. I want to read a letter recognizing the individuals which involved Jason Millsaps, our director of OEM, Commissioner Walker and staff, and his people that were involved in this. And this is from Tim Harkrider in the Willis School District. And here's what it says. Commissioner's Court. I would like to publicly recognize and thank Jason Millsaps and his team for an outstanding job in response to a fire at Lynn Lucas Middle School on February 14th. I arrived on the scene within 10 minutes of the fire alarm going off, and there were multiple agencies who responded, and all of them worked together in a seamless fashion. Once we decided to relocate our students from the parking lot to the community center and C.C. Hardy Elementary School, Mr. Millsaps and his team went above and beyond to have the community center ready to go for around 600 students and staff members, and you're contacting Commissioner Walker and his involvement and his people. All responding agencies did a great job, including helping to deliver meals to students and staff members at two evacuation sites. Once students returned to campus, Mr. Millsaps and his team came back to LLMS to offer additional help and support. "We will be here as long as you need us," was the quote. Wow. I wish I could have delivered the message in person, but a letter was the best that I could do and felt like their efforts needed to be recognized. We live in a broken world, but times like these make me appreciate what a blessing it is to live in Montgomery County, Texas, where we all work together and take care of each other. Jason, well done.
Thank you.
Commissioner Walker, well done. Share with us just a little bit about.
So the morning, it was a pretty chaotic moment. We had responded to a couple schools that morning, but this one, unfortunately, was a real-world fire. We don't see those often in a commercial structure, especially a school. And so as soon as the fire trucks left the station, they were met immediately with a column of smoke. So we knew we had a situation developing there. It was pretty serious. I arrived on scene, followed by Megan Arthur in my office with Victor Reyes and Mark Seals and Bill Ledbetter. All arrived bringing materials, equipment, and things we needed to establish basically a reunification site. And it's fitting we're talking about this today because we're doing a reunification drill with Splendora ISD in a couple hours where we're doing an evacuation of a school. So we practice this, we drill these things. Unfortunately, we had to do it in real world. That's a no one was hurt, no one was injured. Commissioner Walker took the call a few minutes after I got on scene when we knew we were going to have to move across the street to the community center, and had his crew stop what they were doing and come prepare the site for the kids coming over. It was right before lunchtime, so the kids were not quite to the cafeteria yet. So as soon as the fire was out, the firemen, there's a nice picture, the fire guys from North County took off their fire gear, washed their hands, put on hair nets and gloves, and made 1,000 lunches. The food was already prepared. They had to box it up so we could move it across the street to feed the kids. Then we brought them back to school to finish out their day. So it was, unfortunately, practice makes perfect, and we lived it that day, and no one was hurt. Everything was A-OK. So, and the team, as the superintendent said, was flawless. From Constable 1, North County Fire, New Waverly Fire, the City of Conroe Fire, Commissioner Walker's office and OEM, we all kind of worked together as we've planned and practiced many times, and it went perfect. So,
well done.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much.
Yep, thank you,
Gordon.
Good job, Jason.
All right. Thank you. Let's move forward in our agenda. And as we see in under A, proclamations, proclamation declaring March 2023 as Red Cross Month in Montgomery County, Texas. I'm going to read this, but if you would all, if we could have Nia, Kevin, John, Danielle, and Betsy, if you would all come up here as I read this proclamation. All right. Whereas during American Red Cross Month in March, we celebrate the humanitarian spirit of Montgomery County and reaffirm our commitment to help ensure no one faces a crisis alone. And whereas caring for one another is at the heart of our community and exemplified by the people of Montgomery County, whose simple acts of kindness through the Red Cross provide help and hope in people's most difficult moments. Continuing the life-saving legacy of Clara Barton, who founded the organization more than 140 years ago to prevent and alleviate human suffering. And whereas every day ordinary individuals lend a helping hand to make an extraordinary difference for neighbors in need, whether it's providing emergency shelter, food and comfort for families displaced by home fires or other disasters, donating life-saving blood for cancer patients, accident victims, and people with sickle cell disease and other life-threatening conditions, supporting military members and veterans, and whereas, along with their families and caregivers, through the unique challenges of service, using vital skills like first aid and CPR to help others survive medical emergencies, or delivering international humanitarian aid and reconnecting loved ones separated by crisis around the world, And whereas the response to the recent multifamily fire at Green Tree Apartments in the Woodlands showcased the dedication of our Red Cross volunteers, their support, volunteerism, and generous donations are critical to our community's resilience. We hereby recognize this month of March in honor of all those who fulfill this humanitarian mission. And now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County do hereby proclaim March 2023 as Red Cross Month. In witness whereof, I have heretofore set my hand and will be signed by our commissioners the seventh day of March in the year of our Lord, 2023, and of Montgomery County, Texas. Thank you all. Congratulations for all that you do. It is remarkable. You are always there. We don't even have to pick up the phone. You guys just show up. It's amazing. So do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all. Yep. We appreciate you all so much. Would you like to say anything?
Yes.
Want to get a picture with everybody?
May we?
Yes. Sure. Jason, can you help us with a picture here, if you would, please, or somebody? Yeah. Come on right up here. And stand right up here around the front, and we'll stand up behind you. Is that all right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Me? The picture?
Mia, you're going to get in this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Thank appreciate you all so much. Congratulations. All right. As we move on in our agenda, we have a motion to consider and approve court minutes from regular session dated February 21st, 2023.
Move.
We have a motion.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. As I mentioned earlier, at this time, we're going to go to executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.072, and 551.074. If you'll be patient, we shall return. Thank you all for waiting. We appreciate it. I know it's a little laborious, but we're back. So let's move forward, and we are going to move to item number 10, consent agenda. There are a couple items on this that need to be addressed. I'd like to make modifications to the consent agenda. The first is 10S1, and it's on page 7 of 9. The very last item on consent, I'd like just to make a change and to add something. It was 2014, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, and we left out 21. It needs to be 20, 21, and 22. Just wanted to insert that in there. All right. And then the next is to move N1 to open. That's page 6 of 9 pages. So two modifications. Sure, if that's your item.
N1.
Are there any other modifications that we need to make?
That's fine.
All right, if there are, then do you have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications?
I'll move.
You have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right, then let's move forward. And Sheriff, if you'd come up, we're going to reconvene, or we've already reconvened. We're going to move forward with your item that we took from consent.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing that, Judge. I'm here with Samara from the Women's Center. You see some of the items back here that are a sample of items that were seized from a theft ring that was operating throughout the county and other regions as well. So their method was they would go to stores, steal a bunch of items, sneak their way out, and then they would resell these items, likely at flea markets or other places like that. So a pretty profitable business. Well, deputies in South Montgomery County caught some of these thieves in the Woodlands, and they dropped some property, but then they found their vehicle and found a whole bunch more property. So this is but a small sample of the many, many items. Well, in a collaborative effort with the deputies and the Women's Center and the judge who signed the order, and of course the Commissioner's Court, we are looking to donate all of these items as a pass-through to the Women's Center. And so there's many opportunities for that to be used, and the Women's Center has been a proud partner of ours for many, many years. So under 10 and 1, we have a resolution that, if you'd indulge me, I'd like to read it really quickly. And I'm over 50 now, so I've got to do this. Whereas pursuant to order awarding possession of seized property dated February 13, 2023, under cause number PS 1116, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has been awarded possession of certain seized property as described in said attachment. Whereas Montgomery County Commissioner's Court desires to accept said property herewith as awarded the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office as county property, and further desires to donate such to the Montgomery County Women's Center, which is a Texas nonprofit, civic, and charitable organization addressing the needs of the county's battered women and their children and family protection to facilitate welfare services provided by the Women's Center. Whereas the local government code has determined that doing so would likely result in no bids, and the Women's Center will provide the county with adequate consideration in relieving the county of disposal expenses related to the property. Whereas the county further desires to authorize Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and all concerned county departments to facilitate the same. So on this date, we would ask for your approval on this order.
I move. Thank you, Sheriff. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Great job.
We would love to get a picture with y'all if we could.
Way to go cleaning up the county.
Cleaning up the county.
Yeah, you can pull right up. Stay right behind you. That's great.
I thought maybe you had Spencer on a new task.
There's even toothpaste in there.
I've seen where they sell that stuff on 105. No, 336.
Well done.
On 336. Sheriff. Going.
Sheriff, good job. Well done.
You have some deodorant in there?
All right, thank you. Moving forward, item number 11. A. Jason, please.
Good morning again, Judge and Commissioners. This is on the school in Lucania that we're currently using for the active shooter training facility to extend the lease by 90 days and continue the program we got there so we don't lose a gap. I was in Austin last week, and we were able to get a rider from our sponsors in the Senate and the House in the budget to continue that program full time. It still has to pass final passage, but the rider is at least now in the budget, and so we've moved to the next. Next step, this is a big project that we're working on with the Sheriff's Office, and Sheriff Henderson and his team have staffed it every day since we've been open, and they've continued to agree to staff it, and ultimately, if we get the state award, we'll be able to hire full-time crew to run the facility, so it will stop taking away from other priorities of both offices. But this would extend the lease 90 days to the end of June at this present moment. That'll get us to the end of the session. We can know that at that point where the budget's going to happen, whether it passes or not. If it does pass, I'll be back to ask for another extension because there's going to be a gap between state funding coming and that. But we're running it very inexpensive right now. The landlord has agreed to continue to lease it to us while we work out the process. And this would be an additional $155,000 from ARPA to continue leasing, keep all the rental equipment and stuff in place, and keep the school open.
Move.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
And the resolution you guys passed for the rider was for 15.5. The state's coming in at 23.7. So that's okay. Hopefully so it passes final budget. So we'll be able to take care of that.
We're happy to support the law enforcement and this training facility in New Canaan Precinct 4. But also know that we're also working with the district also, the school district, to provide.
Yeah, there is no strings attached to those funds, so we'll be able to do what we want to do in support. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Good work.
Good job. All right, tax assessor collector.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners. Kim is handing out an analysis I did for in preparation of this item. Each year I have to come before you according to tax code Chapter 1113, and y'all have to set the exemptions for the coming tax year, which is 2023. We currently have a 20% homestead exemption, which is the maximum allowed by law, so we can't do anything with that one. We currently have an over 65 exemption of $35,000, and then, of course, our disabled exemption of $75,000. And the analysis that is before you, I received a request from Commissioner Nowak asking to see what it would look like if we increased our over 65 exemption to 50,000. And so the bottom part of that page, that would be an additional 15,000 exemption. That would be, you see the value loss, and another way of looking at that is the taxpayer savings. That's what it would amount to, $2.7 million to the taxpayers if we were to increase it from 35 to 50.
And what I would like to do is have Amanda and Rakesh work through this and next court come back and let's have a little deep
look
dive
at where we are
into
in the budget.
Can we absorb this into the tax rate for this year when we meet? And so I think it'd be a great thing to do, be able to increase the exemption to 50,000.
50,000.
Anyone 65 or older.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. So we're going to table this until our next conversation, and we'll get with Rakesh and Amanda.
To the next agenda. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Rebecca. Grants and Community Development.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Consider, discuss, and take appropriate action regarding appointing citizens to the Montgomery County Community Development Advisory and Grievance Committee. Currently, there's two vacancies, Commissioner Gray in your precinct, and then Judge, there's two in your seat.
Okay.
And so I'm asking for you both to fill those positions. We have our grant applications coming up in April, and so those advisory committee members would need to be in place by the end of this month so we could get them up to speed on the procedures and
okay.
the grant applications.
So this is a notice to us to get after it?
Yes, sir. Please,
okay.
And thank you. And
okay.
I can bring the item on our next agenda to place those members.
We'll do that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
so much.
It.
We appreciate it. There's no action necessary on this. Go ahead.
That's fine. Both the guys I'll be making a recommendation for here.
Okay.
And we can recognize them next court.
You can take action right now if you want to. If you want to fill those vacancies today, it's properly noticed. You can go ahead and name them today.
Yeah, if I can go ahead and take action,
yeah,
I'd like
you
to
can.
Do that.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Harry Reeder and Mike Smith
okay.
for those positions. And these guys are outstanding citizens in Precinct 4, and I'm proud to have you on. So thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, great.
Perfect.
So that's
thank
a motion.
Executive make a motion.
Yeah,
on that?
Make a motion to move on that, yes.
Awesome. Got a second?
I was
any discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, and I'll bring
make
another item.
Make sure we
item.
Have somebody for you next round.
Thank you.
All right, let's move forward.
Okay.
This time we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioners Court to convene public hearings.
So 14A, we're going to consider the guidelines and criteria for tax payments pursuant to 312.002 of the tax code. We've already done this, but under the tax code, we're required to have a public hearing. And even though we had public comment last time and we passed that, we need to have a public hearing. So is anybody here present want to talk about tax payment guidelines? If not, we're moving on. Precinct 1, consider the partial replat of reserves E, F, H, I, and J of Summerwood Trail Section 1 to be known as Summerwood Trail Section 2. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to reconfigure internal reserve lines to create 129 single-family lots and 6 reserves. Is anybody here to speak about that? Precinct 3. Consider and approve changing the speed limit from 30 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour on Grogan's Mill Road from Saldes Road to north of Blue Fox Lane. Is anybody here to speak about that?
Okay, then let's go ahead and reconvene.
You're going to have to find a new place to sit.
And we'll take appropriate action. Amy, on the first one.
On the first one, we've already done this, but can you go ahead and approve after the tax guidelines? Can we have a motion?
Yes, have a motion. Is there a motion to that effect?
For 14A.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner.
14A, yes. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carries.
And now 15A.
Yes, consider and approve the final plat of Summerwood Trails, Section 2. Do we have a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
One.
Motion carries.
The C1, we don't have to do anything?
Yes.
Yes, and C1.
We're coming to that.
Okay.
We're coming to that. Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have a motion to approve changing the speed limit from 30 to 45 mile per hour on Grogan's Mill Road from Sawdust Road to North and Blue Fox Lane.
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Now, as you know...
We're going to reconvene?
Yes.
We already
we
are.
We left... Oh, yes, we're going to reconvene. I'm sorry.
Already were reconvened.
We reconvened. And we left previously for executive session, and I wanted to come back, and there is one actionable item on that I would like to make, and that is a motion to appoint... And decide who we want it to be, someone here to oversee the collections department, including the employees' duties and budget. I would like to make that motion, and I think Commissioner Nowak would do a great job at it.
I second that.
You have a second on that? Any more any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Now, at this time, as we come down to the end of our time here, this is an opportunity for our citizens, if anybody would like comments on any particular item that they think is important, that they would like to. As you do this, if you remember, please, as you come up to the bench, state your name for the record. You have 3 minutes that Commissioner Nowak is going to be timing. And this is also, since it is not noticed, there's no discussion that can take place. Sometimes it seems like we're kind of rude because we won't respond to a question or whatever, but we can't. This is not a noticed item. It's just comments that you are free to make. All right? So is there anyone who would like to do that? Yes, sir. Come forward. State your name for the record.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. I'm Christopher Berry.
With Hope EMS.
So could you repeat that your name and with Hope EMS?
Yes, sir. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm Christopher Berry.
Christopher Perry, all right.
Yes, sir. And so I'm with Hope EMS, and we're trying to acquire a EMS provider license from the state. One of the last requirements from Texas Administrator Code is an approval letter from Montgomery County. And once we receive that letter, we can submit our application to the state, allowing us to provide non-emergency transports in Montgomery County. Aside from non-emergency transports or patient transports, our mission is to help veterans and Explorer Scouts ages 14 to 18 to become first responders. We have already partnered with Boy Scouts of America and two military bases. we'd like you to strongly consider approving Hope EMS so patients, in Montgomery County wait upwards of 6 hours for a non-emergency transport. We're hoping that we can help fill some of that void. In closing, HOPE stands for Helping Other People Everywhere, and we intend to do just that with your approval. Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. We appreciate that so much.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. So anyone else who would like to make comment today? All right, if there is no one else, I have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
So I'll second that. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Bobby.